UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has strongly condemned the terror attacks in the Iranian capital Tehran. Guterres urged global unity in the face of terrorism. The UN Security Council also slammed what it called the barbaric and cowardly attacks in Tehran. The incidents killed 12 people on Wednesday. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the attacks in Tehran will make the nation more united and determined in the fight against terrorism. Rouhani promised that Iran's security operators will not stop until they discover all the dimensions of the incident and find those behind the terrorists. The U.S. Senate has approved a piece of legislation that would impose new sanctions on Iran. The sanctions would target people involved in the Islamic Republic's ballistic missile program and anyone who does business with them. Iran has repeatedly said its missile program is defensive and non-negotiable. South Korea says it will hold off on installing the remaining components of a U.S. missile system until it completes an assessment of the system's impact on the environment. Officials say the review may take well over a year and delay the full deployment of the THAAD. Kuwait's Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Sabah has met with his Qatari counterpart Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. The two officials held talks on how to restore normal relations. Kuwait is mediating to end a crisis that's seen several countries led by Saudi Arabia cut ties with Qatar. Iraqi forces battling Daesh in Mosul have made major headway in the northern city. The commander of Iraq's federal police has announced that 85% of Zanjili district has been recaptured from Daesh. The paramilitary force is approaching the outskirts of the old city from the north. The World Health Organization says cholera has killed at least 70 people in Yemen in less than 2 days. The WHO has also recorded 10,000 suspected cases of the disease. According to the report, nearly 750 Yemenis have lost their lives since the cholera outbreak began in the war-torn country. And the British capital has seen a sharp rise in anti-Muslim crimes in the wake of the recent terrorist attacks in the city. The office of London Mayor Sadiq Khan says the number of Islamophobic incidents has increased fivefold compared with the daily average this year.